Okay, when you dalit Amir Aleph, the middle of the page. Amir Bishua ben Levi. If you have the Schattenstein, it's 14a1, second column. The Gemara is speaking about Smicha and Eretz Yisrael, outside of Eretz Yisrael, who is able to give Smicha and so on. Amir Bishua ben Levi. Ain't Smicha b'chutz la'aretz. There's no giving Smicha, ordaining somebody outside of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara wants to understand, what does that mean? So the Gemara says, my ain't Smicha. What does it mean, there's no Smicha? If you're telling me that it means that you don't judge fines outside of Eretz Yisrael, but we learned in the Mishnah differently. It says in the Mishnah, Sanhedrin nerhages bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. The din of Sanhedrin functions in and outside of Eretz Yisrael. So how can you say there's no knosis in outside of Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says what it means is delay samchinim b'chutz la'aretz. They don't give smicha outside of Eretz Yisrael. But if you have smicha in Eretz Yisrael, then you could do anything, even in chutz la'aretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, outside, they don't give you smicha. So the Gemara says pshita, of course. I'm sorry. Pshita, it's understood. Same chim b'chutz la'aretz in the smachim b'aretz. Okay? Here the Gemara is going to happen. Pshit, it's obvious. Same chim b'chutz la'aretz in the smachim b'aretz. If those were ordained outside of Eretz Yisrael, right? And those were ordained in Eretz Yisrael, we just got to be saying that you can't have smicha outside of Eretz Yisrael, right?
What is it saying? Doesn't make sense.
No, so it's same from the chutz la'aretz. If those were ordained outside of Eretz Yisrael, okay, where those were ordained in Eretz Yisrael. Well, I mean, it's a basic expression, funny expression. Basically, it's understood that outside Eretz Yisrael, they don't give smicha. Right? So the question is, seimchem ba'aretz, v'nismachem b'chutz la'aretz, what of those who are ordained in Eretz Yisrael? On those ordained outside of Eretz Yisrael,
nismachem,
he says like this, seimchem b'chutz la'aretz, the ones that gave smicha are in chutz la'aretz. The nismachim and those being ordained are in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Then it's obvious no. Okay? In other words, if both are outside Eretz Yisrael, the guy giving the smicha and the guy receiving the smicha, for sure it's not a smicha.
Oh, I see.
Okay? Now, it's understood, same chim b'chutz la'aretz, if the guys that were giving smicha outside of Eretz Yisrael and in the nismachim, the guy getting smicha are in Eretz Yisrael, we just got through saying it's no good. You can't give smicha outside Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Now, what happens? Seichem ba'aretz v'nismachem b'chutz la'aretz mai. Basically, the Gemara's question is, like, can you give long distance smicha? Can you be in Eretz Yisrael and give smicha to somebody outside of Eretz Yisrael? In other words, the Gemara said a statement that you don't do smicha outside of Eretz Yisrael. Does that mean you can't give smicha outside of Eretz Yisrael, or you can't receive smicha outside of Eretz Yisrael? That's what the Gemara is discussing now. Now, how do you give smicha? Like we said, it doesn't mean you put your hands on it, on the person. It means you give him permission to do it. So the question is, do both people have to be in Eretz Yisrael? Okay? Or is it enough for one of them to be in Eretz Yisrael, and which one?
So this is the over internet, that's the issue in the over internet world.
Today, smicha is not what he's talking about here.
Yeah, I know, but it's a doma. No.
The Mayumit Katvim, they were exchanging.
No, but this smicha means you had the right to judge fines and everything. Today, don't you just have a piece of paper? Tashma, so it says like this. Rabbi Yechanan have a mitzdayer aler that Rav Shemin Barabba. Rabbi Yechanan was upset about Rav Shemin Barabba, the lehava gabaya the lismeche, that he wasn't near him to give him smicha. Rabbi Yechanan had a student, Rav Shemin Barabba, but that Rav Shemin Barabba was in Bavel. Rabbi Yechanan was in Eretz Yisrael. And he was upset that he couldn't give him smicha. Or Rav Shimon ben Zira's v'chad ime. Or in other cases, he also wanted to ordain Rav Shimon ben Zerud. And one guy with, when, who was it? Rav Yenisim ben Achmoy. But Amalei, some people say it was Rav Yenisim ben Achmoy and somebody else was in Rav Shimon ben Zerud. okay? And he couldn't give him smicha. And he was upset that he couldn't give him smicha. Right? So it says, Chada v'gabayo, the one that was with him, meaning with Rabbi Yechanan in Eretz Yisrael, Samchu, he gave smicha. Right? And the one that wasn't with him, loisem chayu. The Gemara's question is like this: can you give smicha not in the presence of the person who's there? Like the Gemara said, if the guy giving smicha is an Eretz Yisrael, and the student that he wants to give smicha to is in Bavel, the Gemara's question was: can he give him smicha or not? So the Gemara tells the story of Rabbi Yochanan. He was upset that the guy wasn't with him, so the guy that was with him he gave smicha to. The one that wasn't with him, because he was in Bavel, he didn't give smicha to. So what do you see clearly from there? That you can't give smicha if the guy is not in your presence.
I can't give smicha if he's in Bavel. Yeah, don't you have to test them and stuff like that?
Or no,
they knew. They tested writings. Him before. They learned. They knew who he was.
They would exchange writings.
They knew who he was.
And interesting, they call him Rav even before he gave him ordination.
No, he was eventually Rav. Yeah. But he was in Bavel. That's why he wasn't Rebbe. Oh, so in fact, where is this? The Mashal, he brings out the bottom. You see in 14? It's on the next piece, Sigmar. Mm-hmm. Bottom. Mashal question, why were these Amorim given the title rabbi if they were never ordained? Because over there it says Rebbe Oishia. There's a difference between Rav and Rebbe. Okay? Officially, when you find in the Gemara sometimes, Rebbe Yochanan, Rebbe Reb Shimon Lok, you know, and sometimes it says Rav, yeah. Rav Yehuda, Rav Chista, Rav, okay? So the rule is, the ones that were in Eretz Yisrael were called Rebbe. The ones that were outside of Eretz Yisrael were called Rav. Why? Because Rebbe were the ordained ones. And in Eretz Yisrael, they were ordained. In Chutz Laretz, they didn't have smicha. Like we learned, you can't give smicha in Chutz Laretz, so they were called Rav. But the Mashal's question is on the next piece of Gemara, because here it says Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Eishia, Hakem Mishtaket Rabbi Yechon Smichayu. Rabbi Yechon wanted to give him smicha, but Leyavim Mistayim Milsa, it couldn't be accomplished. Okay, why? So it says it's about Rashi explains because to give smicha you need a bezdin of three. Rabbi Yechon couldn't find two other rabbis to give those two people smicha. So he couldn't give him smicha himself. You need the best of three. Rabbi Yechon was very upset that he couldn't give these students of his smicha. Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Eishia. Rabbi Chanina said, don't be upset. We come from the house of Eli. Okay? Now, what's the rule? How do we know you can't give smicha to Beis Eli? I'll explain this whole thing in a second. He was said that Eli was told you can never have an elder in your house for the rest of your life. Meaning like this. Eli was a Kohen Gadol. In the time of Shmuel, you know, on the after the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we read about Eli when Chana came drunk. He thought she was drunk. Okay. Eli was a very holy man. His children abused the office. So Beis Eli was cursed. Not Eli himself. Eli was a big Kohen Gadol. Eli's children were cursed. They used to do wrong things with women and korbanos. They abused their powers. So they were cursed by a lot of people. One of the things they were punished, that they could never have descendants of theirs having smicha. Okay? So Rab Chanina Rab Eishia, Rabbi Yechon wanted to give him smicha, but he couldn't because he couldn't find somebody. So he said to him, don't be upset, we couldn't get smicha anyway. Because we are descendants of Beis Eli. In fact, Abai and Rav are also descendants of Rabbi are also descendants of Beis Eli. But the bottom line, they said, don't worry about it, we cannot get smicha anyway, so the fact that you weren't able to give a smicha wouldn't have mattered anyway, because we can't get smicha anyway.
Or did they get a smicha?
Who?
Rabbi and
who said they had smicha?
Abaye didn't have a smicha?
No. Or else he would have been called Rebbe Abaye.
No, he wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, he was in...
So what? It didn't.
Rabbi, can they make a Beit Din and take off the ban?
To do what?
To take off the ban from them that... They should be able to get
ordained. The people who? No, they couldn't.
The house of
they couldn't.
When did that Gezeirah stop? Because Abaye was supposed to live 40 or 60 because he used to give tzedakah.
So what? What does that have to do with the bet? No, Zokin. So Gemara says, my Zokin. Okay? What does Zokin mean? Elaim is Zokin, Mamashdi mean Poshit, old people. It says, all the grown children of your house will die young. So it can't mean old. El smicha means smicha. So therefore he said, nobody from Eli's house will ever have smicha. So he says, don't be upset. They told Rabbi Echon, don't be upset that the Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Shia.
So it's not age.
It's not age. To me, there was no smicha.
They thought they also died
very
young.
Abai died 60. Officially, that wasn't young.
But he was supposed to die 40.
No, it doesn't say he was supposed to die at 40.
Rav died 40 because he didn't give
us Rabba.
Rabba.
No, that's because... No, that's not to do with Beis Eli.
I think we learned once that wasn't...
Abaye wasn't supposed to die at 40. It says, why did Rabba die at 40 and Abaye die at 60? Because Abaye did Gemilas Sodom also. It wasn't has to do with Beis Eli.
But they paskined also. How could they not have smicha? But they did.
No, smicha doesn't mean paskining. Talking about smicha to do fines, knosses, that whole stuff.
All over the baba, but all the babas we have tenasim.
Not that they made knosses. They would not. Rav Nachman said to Rav Chista. He said, "Mentioned Rav Chista. Yeah, Rav Nachman said to him, Chista, knosse komagvis bavavol. How are you cannot collecting knas in bavavol? They didn't collect the knas." They didn't have a bezden for knas, just for monetary issues. They paskened halachas, but not in monetary. They weren't able to collect a fine.
Because of
by the way, what's the definition of a fine? It doesn't mean you leave your garbage outside the store, you get a fine. Fine is anything that has a set value to it. For instance, if a ganav steals, he pays double. That's a knas. The double. Because it's a set fixture, double. You gore an eved, you have to pay 30 in this week's parsha. Kaseh shleishim shkalim itin ladinov. You gore an axe, gores to somebody's slave, you have to pay him 30. Regardless of whether he's worth $10 or $1 million, you pay 30 shekels, yeah? That's a set amount, that's called knas. Anything which is set amount, see monetary issues is no set amount, it depends what its value is. But knas is always set, double, 4 or 5 times the amount, this, that, those dinim of knosses, you have to be smuchim by tzisro. That's what the din was.
How about the other cases? You cannot have value, like something is...
It's monetary.
You cut the hand of somebody.
Okay, that din. In today's parsha, yeah? First Aliyah, I mean, right before Shani. Yeah. You hurt somebody, you cut off their hand.
Yeah.
So you have to pay 5 damages. Nezek, Tzad, Ripui, Shevis, and Beishis. Yeah? Those 5 are not a fine. Because there's no set price. Nezek, thank you. Nezek is how much the guy is worth with a hand, without a hand. Sold as a slave. In other words, I don't know why I'm going up, but Nezek, somebody chops off somebody's hand.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you evaluate how much you damaged him? So the din is, the Gemara Paskins based on Teresh B'Ksav, that how much he sold as a slave with 2 hands, how much he sold as a slave with 1 hand. Because otherwise, how can you evaluate the person? Okay? So that's Nezek. But that's monetary damage. It's not a fine. You damaged the guy, you have to pay money. Tzad, you caused him pain by chopping off his hand. So you ask him how much he's willing to do it, he could do it with poison, you know, acid that's less painful, or chopping with an axe, which is more painful. How much a guy would be willing to do it, the difference in price. But all those is it's not knas. Knas is something which is not monetary value, it's set. Like, a guy that pays double, that concept of double is a fine. It's not. It's a set amount. What?
So nobody in Babel had semicha period.
Correct. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. It's interesting. Rab Zeira, avakominta lemismiche. Rab Zeira would always hide not to get smicha. Why? The Amr, Rab Elazar always said, le'elam avakov v'kayim. one should always be out of the spotlight, the kaimana live long. In other words, once he had smicha, becomes popular and famous, Rav Zeira heard Rabbi Elazar said, you know, you want to live long? Don't be in people's mouths. Be out of the spotlight. Because people give you ayin hodas and curse you and hate you and then. Kivin the shamer, lahada amir Rabbi Elazar, but once he heard another din of Rabbi Elazar that says, ain adam eila l'gdula, you don't become eila l'gdula, unless, in other words, anytime you go up to a greater position of authority, they forgive all your sins. It's Rashi and Chumash. Amtzele nafshe, he strove to have himself ordained. Okay? Now, leadership, if you bring it down to the bottom, leadership buries the person. That we know. Altizvada la roshus. It says in Pirkei Avos. When you're in public office, they kill you. Okay? So, one of the reasons why Yosef lived so. But,
Yosef what?
Lived, died 110 because, either because of Shurot or another opinion is because he heard the call him his, the father, they heard him call him his slave. The point is that, Reb Zeira first didn't want to get smicha because then he would be in public eye. And the end he heard that if you get to Gedula, then you mechlin, all your sins are forgiven. Rashi says in Chumash, by Mochlas, Gimel Mechlin HaKol HaVen Esav, Rashi quotes in the Gemara, when you get married, if you're Eilu L'Gedula, you know, those things that you become forgiven for your sins. So then he wanted. Okay, now he's Gemara says, like, what?
What sins ever these rabbis, these holy rabbis could do? That they were so afraid of the great sins. They were holy people.
Who does more tshuva on Yom Kippur? The very from people or the not from people? Who does more tshuva on Yom Kippur?
That's good to realize it.
Huh?
They realize it.
The tzaddikim on their level, like we learned, good instead of better, so good instead of better is bad for them. For me and you, that's not a problem. We have a problem between good and bad. These tzaddikim, if they only did good instead of better, for them it was a sin. By the way, it's interesting. Here the Gemara calls Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira first lived in Bavel. And then he went to Eretz Yisrael. So all the times you find in the Gemara, Rav Zeira, that's what he said in Bavel. When he says Rabbi Zeira, that's what he said in Eretz Yisrael. Because he became from Rav, he became Rabbi, got smicha at the end, so therefore he's called Rabbi. What's interesting is he fasted, Rav Zeira fasted either for two versions in the Gemara, in Yaakov, 40 or 100 fasts when he went to Eretz Yisrael. They should forget everything he learned in Bavel.
Some just forget whatever he learned because he learned it in Bavel.
No. Whatever he, some, to forget everything he learned.
So right. He can learn it from somebody else or because of the location?
I never understood what that meant. Because he said the Torah of Bavel is going to get in the way of learning Torah Eretz Yisrael.
What's the difference?
So it is the Torah of Bavel.
Yeah, but the Torah of Bavel would get in the way of, why?
Because of the land itself, the way you learn the Torah.
So he learned in Bavel like this, and I tell learn higher.
It affects it.
The derech limud was very different. I never understood it until recently, you should know. Now I understand the Gemara.
Yeah.
The kids with computers.
What?
Us old guys don't get it. The modern technology, we just don't get it. I don't know about you, get it. I don't. Okay? Not at all. And the kids, 2-year-old kids, in a second, give them the tzatkal and they'll figure it out in 2 seconds.
Okay.
Does that mean they're smarter than us? Yes. But besides that, why can they do it and we can't?
They're used to from doing it.
I'll tell you what the difference is. No, very simple. Mm-hmm. Our brains, because we're from a previous generation, our brains were taught to think one way. And this old way is contradictory to the new way. It's a whole different way of doing things. In the gadgets.
Actually,
one second. So by us, the fact that our brains are full of information in a different style, we're used to thinking. Now that you press buttons, they don't think.
That's right.
So therefore, it's a complete different, it's not first grade to second grade. In order to do well in second grade, you need to remember what you learned in first grade. Mm-hmm. But that's in the same learning style, just a little bit greater. Computers, this technology, is a completely different way of thinking. So their brains, because they're empty, so to speak, they can pick it up in 2 seconds. Our brains are full of different type of information, and that's the difference between the Torah of Eretz Yisrael and Torah of Bavel. It wasn't only learning first grade to second grade. It was a completely different way of learning.
He didn't forget the information. He forgot the derech.
He forgot. He said that he should forget what he learned.
Side of the learning is different.
But the kids are,
so why are we...
Kids are deprived of critical thinking.
I know, that's creative thinking.
So why is it that the Talmud Bavli also says we accept...
From Shaka Meshivani. Because that's Tafke, because of the questions and answers. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Kisamchel Rav Zeira, when they ordained Rav Zeira, the people sang, they sang a song for him. What did they sing? Like a chav, alay shirok, with neither eye makeup, nor facial makeup, v'yala schein, nor hair dye, she radiates grace. Meaning, basically what they're saying is, you don't need the makeup to make you beautiful. Even without the makeup, you're beautiful. Okay, men, that even though Rav Zeira, he brings down the Mefoshim, say, even though Rav Zeira didn't dress like a big rabbi, he dressed very simple. The rabbis would wear like fancy clothing. He would dress very, very modest, simple clothing. People said he didn't need that, the clothing, to make him great. He was great without it. When Ravami and Ravasi had smicha, they sang like that. Anyone like this, ordained for us, because such people deserve to be ordained. However, ordained for us, neither Sarmitin, we'll see in a sec what that is, V'loi Mesartin, and these are all different type of rags and shmatis. Meaning, don't give smicha to people that don't have a great understanding. V'amalei, and it says, don't give it to the plunderers or the lupines. Again, he says, unexplained. Some people say embittered people, a bitter legume. In other words, don't give smicha to people. These are the people worthy of getting smicha. Don't give it to people that are not worthy of getting smicha. Rav Abu gave a avitzim mesifta lebeis keser. He says when Rav Abu would go from his academy to the house of Caesar, Rav Abu was very close to the Caesar, the emperor, to discuss communal affairs. So when he went there, Navka Matrinusa de Bekeser, the matrons of the Kaiser's house, would go and they would sing to him like this. Rabba da Ame, the prince of his people, Madbara da Umse, the leader of his nation, Butsina the Nahira, he is radiant as a lit candle, Brich Masiach Lishlam, may your rival be blessed in peace. By the way, they didn't sing it because he couldn't hear the women's voice. It means they, as in the English, there's an expression also, they sang his praise. It doesn't mean they sang it. They said his praise. What?
When the Rebbe is called Rebbe, is there any Hashbaras why he's called the Rebbe? Like, is it also related to this kind of stuff?
As opposed to Rabbi or Rab?
Rabbi Shneerson or Reb Shneerson or Rabbi Shneerson.
Today it's a definite differentiation between a rabbi who's Rav and versus a Rebbe who's Rebbe. That's that differentiation. But in the time of the Gemara, if you were in Bavel without Smicha, you were Rav. And if you were in Eretz Yisrael, then you were called Rebbe.
I have a question about Reb Zeira. When he went to Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to learn Talmud Yerushalmi.
Right.
Wasn't he one of the authors of Talmud Yerushalmi?
No, Rabbi Yechonu was off.
He wasn't one of the authors of
Talmud. Rabbi Yechon of the Talmud
Yerushalmi. He was an
Amora
also.
Rabbi Yechon was the first generation. Rabbi Zeira was later.
Okay, so one you wanted.
Rabbi Yechon was a Talmud of Rebbe.
So he's not quoted in Yerushalmi.
Rabbi Zeira, everybody's quoted in Yerushalmi.
So he's one of the authors.
Authors of Yerushalmi. If you quote in Yerushalmi, it doesn't mean you're author. The Talmud Bavli was written by Ravina Ravashi. They authored.
The last generation.
Okay, so, but Rav Zeira, everybody's mentioned in Talmud. It doesn't mean they were the authors.
So
Rabbi Yechon Rambam says in his introduction that we learned a few days ago, that Rambam writes that Rabbi Yechon had compiled Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi 100 years before Talmud Bavli. So 100 years before Talmud Bavli. That's what Rambam writes in his Akdama, no? So the Talmud Bavli was after Talmud Yerushalmi.
Well, if the Romans were so much in favor of Jews and the rabbis,
depends which ones.
All the persecutions, where did it come from?
Not in Bavel. During the time of Damiram, they weren't persecuted.
It's all later.
It was before.
Oh, before. So, I mean, why such a change?
The Gemara says like this, Arifas Agla Bishleisha. Okay, now the Gemara is going back to the Mishnah. And the Mishnah said that in order to, you know, you find a dead body outside the city, you don't know who killed them, you measure it to the closest city, the elders come out, and they make this whole process, we didn't shed this blood, and you take a calf and chop off the head. So how much of a Sanhedrin do you need to do that? So the Mishnah says, Arifas Egla Bishleisha. Okay? And Rab Shimon, according to Rab Yudin, you need five. According to Rab Shimon, you need three. According to Rab Yudin, you need five. So it says, where do they learn this out from, that you need three or five? Okay? Don Rabban Rabbanan learned. It says in the pasuk, "V'yatzus keinecha v'sheftecha." Your elders, plural, and your judges should go out. Right now, we learned already many times in the Gemara. If the Torah says plural without an amount, it means two, because that's the minimum of plural. So, sheftecha. I mean, sorry, it's keinecha is plural is two. Sheftecha is two is four. Ein bezdin shok. You can't have an even bezdin. So the Yehuda says, where do we get the number five from? Very simple. It says, your elders and your judges should go out. That's two and two is four. You can't have an even bezdin, so you make it five. Rav Shimon Eimer, no. Zekeinecha shnayim. You don't use the word shiftecha. Just zekeinecha. How much is that? Two? You can't have an even bezdin. Ein bezdin shokum esifan le'medecha. Okay? So basically, the Rabbi Yehuda learns to say keinecha and shiftecha, two and two, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, shiftecha doesn't teach us that, it's just keinecha. So Gemara says, it's so, Rabbi Shimon, hi shiftecha my ovidle, so then shiftecha is extra. Right? Rabbi Yehuda learns the shiftecha to teach us you need another two. But Rabbi Shimon says you only need three to begin with, so what does the word shiftecha mean? So he says, ahu, meaning, Shiftecha teaches us that it has to be unique. I mean, it has to be from the Sanhedrin. You can't take any two yukels or three yukels. They have to be Shiftecha. So the question then, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that? Because he uses the word Shiftecha to teach us five. So Gemara says, Ziknei Zikeinecha Nafke. It could have said ziknei, and it says ziknecha. So it teaches us two things. Number one, that you need five, and also the unique elite members of the Bezdin.
But ziknei is not plural.
Ziknei is plural. Ziknei. Ziknei is plural. Rav Shimon, he says, Rav Shimon says, no. Imi ziknei, if it only said ziknei, ava mina ziknei ashuk. I would think any people from the marketplace, meaning any yokels. The Torah said, no, zekeinacha means your elders. Iksiv zekeinacha, I would think, Sanhedrin Tana. It means only a lesser bezdin of 23 that can do the measurements. It has to be members of the great Sanhedrin. Okay? So this is the Gemara just arguing how we learn the various different things. Rav Yehuda and Rav Yehuda says like this, Gomer ziknei ziknei, we learn out ziknei ziknei, okay, v'samchus from a pasuk, v'samchus ziknei ha'edes yedehem, ma'lahal, just like over there it means miyuchadim sheba'eda, over there it's speaking like this, over there it speaks about a korban of when the people listen to the big Bezdin who made a mistake, and after being Parhelim Tzibur, whatever. So over there it says v'samchu ziknei ha'eda. Just like over there means the big bezdin of the big bez Sanhedrin. The same thing when it says ziknei here, it also means big bezdin. So the Gemara says, if the Gemara learns according to the Gzeir Shava, Leilev Kula Mehasim. So let him learn everything from there that you need five. So why do you need the word Skeinach v'shivtach? Meaning like this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he learns it out from a korban. And over there we already know it means five. So if Rabbi Yehuda is learning out from the Eglaruf, from Karbonis, and it's Xer Shav, meaning we liken the two dinim. If over there means five, here it also obviously means five. So why does he need Skeinach and Shivtacha? Rabbi Yehuda said, how do we know five? Because it says Skeinacha and Shivtacha. Two, and then you need one more. So he said, but if you're learning out from the din of a karbon, why do you need the pasuk Skeinach and Shivtacha? You just learn it out from the Xer Shav itself.
You need some sort of wording.
So there is ziknei ziknei. So the question: why does he need skinach shivtach teachers? So Gemara says, no, he doesn't learn the gzera shava. So he says elavav v'shivtach leminyana. He says like this: it says zikeinecha v'shivtacha. The vav is extra. So he says the vav teaches us it has to be five, and the word. V'shevtacha leminyan. It means says like this. The word shevtacha teaches us from the big Sanhedrin. The extra vav teaches us that you need five. So you're right, he doesn't learn the Gzeir Shava. How does he learn five? Because there's two things over here. He needs to learn out the number five from the word shevtacha. Plus shevtacha teaches us you need to be from the big Bezdin. So how does he learn two things from one word? So Gemara said there's the word itself, Shivtacha, and there's the Vav of the word. So the Vav of the word teaches us the number, and the five, and Shivtacha teaches us you need the...
Vav is six, why is it five?
No, Vav is an extra.
Why is it? So you need a Vav Chibur.
No, Tzikeinecha Shivtacha.
You have to have them both. So the Vav, you need it for... No?
Because they Zikne Shivtacha.
This Gezer Shava has to be from...
That's why. First, the Gemara thought he learned the Gezer Shava. Then he said no.
For this case, you need to be big judges to distance between two cities?
Yeah.
It's not hard cases, you know. If they get distance, they know which one is closer. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the question is who has to be.
You want them to be honest.
Who it has to be.
Anybody can measure, but not everybody can be honest.
Okay. What's with Reb Shimon? The Gemara says Reb Shimon vav ledarish. Reb Shimon says the vav is not extra. If the vav is not extra, so then you can't learn out anything from the vav. Because, like you said, you need the vav to connect both words together. So now the Gemara asks a different question. So it says like this: the Yudas says you need five, because it says keinachas two, sheftachas two. And then you can't have an equal bezdin, so you need five. The Shimon says Kenach means two, and you can't have an equal bezdin, you make three. But the Gemara is going to ask, there are other words in that pasuk that are plural, so according to that we should have nine judges, or seven judges, or if you're just adding judges because of plural words, the other plural words in reference to the people, that should make it even more. The Gemara says, Amayata, it says V'yatzu, they should go out. Umadudu, and they should measure. So, V'yatzu is two, and Madudu is two, Rab Yudare Tisha, Rab Shimon Shiva, there's four more people added. Because V'yatzu is plural, going out, and measuring. So if you're counting the psukim, by saying plural words, and meaning to add more people, so Gemara says, according to Rab Yudah, we should have nine judges, according to Rab Shimon, you should have seven. So he says like this, what does it mean? Ahumi Barley, those words are not extra. Those words are not extra. Why are they extra? Because they teach us a different din. What din do they teach us? It says in the pasuk V'yatzu, they have to go out to measure. Hein v'lo shluchim. They cannot appoint a shliach to do it. They have to do it themselves. Umadudu and measure. What do you mean measure? Shafilu nimsa. Even if the corpse was found ba'alulir, obviously close to the city, tzarchlasik b'medida, you need to measure anyway. And it's interesting. The Torah says, you find a dead body outside the city, you need to measure it to the closest city. Yeah? What happens if it's obviously close to a city?
By boundary.
Why do you need to send boundary. People to measure?
Right. By so it boundary. Says, umbadudu, you need to measure anyway.
Why is that?
Because the Torah says there's a concept of measuring.
That's a very difficult job for Zikani. To take his stick and measure.
Yeah. There wasn't a stick. There was
a rope. Or
not tape measure. There was a rope, but it wasn't in the Gemara in Saita. And if you learn Saita, the Gemara in Saita says the whole process of measuring. In fact, the Gemara goes through a whole thing. What happens? They didn't measure with a surveyor. You know, to survey, you have the machines. You can survey. Okay, over there they had this type of cord. Okay, and it had to be made of a certain material because sometimes it can stretch or shrink, and you're not going to get a proper measurement. And what happens now if the city is here and the dead body is here and there's a mountain?
Oh, you mentioned, yeah, the sheep.
You can't go like this because that's not the disc. So Gemara says a whole process how to measure with the rope that to get through the mountain. You don't dig a hole. It's a way of measuring. The Gemara discusses at great length how to measure to get. So it's a complicated thing. What the Gemara is saying is like this: Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda argue from the word v'yotzes keinacha v'sheftacha. So Rabbi Yehuda says keinacha is two, sheftacha is two. It's four plus he can't have an equal business, so you make five. Rabbi Shimon says keinacha. So Gemara says that's what you're doing. That we have more words. It says v'yotzu umadudu. They have to go out and measure. So that's another. Two and two. So why didn't you add another four judges to the Yehuda making it nine and according to the Shimon making it seven? Right? So my answer is no. Those two words I need to for something else. They're not extra. The Yotzon teaches us the Bezdin has to go out to measure. They can't send a Shliach. Umadudu means that even if it's obvious what the measurements to the city, which one's the closest city, they have to measure it anyway. Some Mefarshim explain why Taka does terrorists. If it's obvious, what do you care? I mean, what's the main thing? The elders of the city are responsible that the guy was killed. So he says, the Torah wanted, some Mefarshim explain it. The Torah wanted to stall time. Maybe they'll find the murderer. What's the whole thing? The whole thing, you find a dead body outside, but you know, the Mihiko, you don't know who killed him. So right. So then so the blame is on the elders of the city. But if it took longer, maybe by then they'll find the murderer, and then the whole process is this.
The process is so tedious and so difficult. So you know, you better go find the murderer.
No, the Torah doesn't work like that. We work like that. The Chacham didn't work like that. Chacham, if Hashem wanted it.
What was their punishment?
Well, why were they punished?
No. What was their punishment
of the Sanhedrin?
I mean, because,
well, you mean, have to say Yodeinu we didn't shed this blood.
Then what?
So the Gemara says Rashi brings up he also died that you think that the Tzkenim the Bezdin killed him. They come along and say we did not shed this blood. Yodeinu leshuv chadamazeh veineinu leiro, right? So why would you think that they did shed the blood? So Gemara says yeah, because the guy is a guest in the city and you didn't accompany him, you didn't walk out with him, you didn't accompany him. If you gave him food and you gave him an accompaniment, he wouldn't have gotten killed.
No, was there any punishment for them or not?
No, but the fact that they had to
say something
and that area had to be left empty, was never allowed to be plowed and planted, whatever.
I just remind
you. Negligence.
Also Eglai is a cause. The city would be punished.
No, the city
the
didn't get punished.
Have to come up with the car and burn the car or something.
The price
it's
the
almost the price of the Egla. It's almost like the same price.
Egla was a baby calf. It wasn't an elephant.
Yeah.
If you have semicha, you can do this one? Or you have to be...
They need a semicha for it.
You need semicha?
Yeah, because it only worked in Eretz Yisrael. The Din Ragla Rufa was only in Eretz Yisrael.
And if the little city doesn't have enough
So it says, what happens if there's a city without a Beis Din? You measure it to the closest city with the Beis Din. No, that's what it says. The Gemara says in Saitan that you measure it to the closest city that had a Beis Din. Because it says your elders, the Beis Din has to go out. If there's no Beis Din, who's going out? It has to be Shiftecha, member of Miuchodim Shebe. It has to be members of the Beis Din.
Did not get times to dead going to the grave or something? Is it not resting the time?
No, they buried the guy right away, but that's nothing to do with... In fact, there's a whole discussion in the Gemara. What happens if the head is separated from the rest of the body? Do you measure from the head? Do you measure the body? It's a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. How you measure? Where the body do you measure? And that's why, Lucheda, why did they need a Beis Din of uneven numbers? Why can't two people measure? Have two people measure. It's not a court case. You need a majority opinion.
Who is
no, so he said, the Mefarshim explained, because sometimes there are different opinions in the measurements.
Yeah. Oh. That's why it's set for Beis Din?
Yeah.
Because of the measurements?
There might be different opinions in the measurements. So then you need an uneven Beis Din to make a majority opinion.
It's 2,000 hours, right?
What?
The distance. If it's within 2,000 hours of the city, or...
No, because sometimes you have to measure it to a different city.
What if there's no signs of maltreatment?
Like no, it says like you find the body killed. You see there was killed.
If there's no other coast city, and this is obviously the coast city, do you still have to measure?
That's what the Gemara says. A mother do, you need to measure.
You must... There's no other. I mean, if it's obvious that this is a closer.
That's what Mar said. Mar said that's what the Bogor mother did teach us.
Even if the guy was just looks like he died because he ran out of water or something like that, aren't they still punished because they didn't provide him with food and water?
Or he had a heart attack.
That's interesting.
It says Neidami who called. The pasuk implies that they're speaking. A guy was killed, and you don't know who killed him. That's why the Gemara says when there were so many murderers, the whole din of Eglarufa didn't exist
anymore. Why do they still have to measure?
Because Torah says.